You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang pagdami ng mga taong umuupa ng tirahan sa Australia nitong mahigit na 20 dekada ay nagpasimula ng panawagan para sa pagbabago ng batas upang mas maprotektahan ang mga umuupa. Ang Victoria ang pinakahuling jurisdiksyong nagbago ng kanilang batas na kung saan ang mga pagbabago ay magsisimulang magkaepekto pagsapit ng taong 2020. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Greg Diet. Dahil sa kakaunting tao ang ngayon ay nakakabili ng tirahan sa Australia, ang bilang ng mga taong umuupa ng tirahan ay tumaas ng husto. Sa Melbourne lamang, ang bilang ng mga umuupa ng pribadong tirahan ay lumaki ng halos 60% sa pagitan ng taong 1996 at 2011. Sinabi ng punong ehekutibo ng Tenants Victoria, Mark O'Brien, na ang pag-upa ay naging pangmatagalang opsyon para sa maraming tao.
We're in the middle of a very significant demographic change in Australia where more people are spending longer periods of their life in the rental market, and we actually need modern tenancy laws that reflect the fact that tenants need to be able to create a home in their rented house. And so a number of the changes that the government's introduced in Victoria have that effect.
Ang mga pagbabago na nakatakdang magkaepekto sa unang araw ng Hulyo 2020 ay magpapadali sa mga umuupa upang makapag-alaga ng hayop sa inuupahang tirahan. Magiging mas mahirap din para sa mga may-ari na muling bawiin ang kanilang ari-arian sa pag-aalis ng probisyon na walang dahilan para paalisin ang umuupa basta't may 120 araw na pasabi. Ayon kay Leah Calnan ng Real Estate Institute ng Victoria, sa ilalim ng kasalukuyang batas, maaaring bawiin ang mga may-ari ang kanilang ari-arian sa pagbibigay lamang ng pasabing may palugit na 120 araw.
So that can sometimes be that, say their daughter's best friend is going through a family violence situation and needs a place to live, and they want to assist by putting them into that property. Those provisions are no longer available under the Act, you know, when these changes come through in 2020. So an owner would only be able to move into the property or sell the property if they wanted to regain their property back.
Ibinungkahi naman ni Mark O'Brien mula sa Tenants Victoria na dapat gumawa ng karagdagan ang Australia at isaalang-alang ang pagpapatupad ng mga batas sa pag-upa katulad ng ginagawa sa ilang bahagi ng Europa.
In most of the northern European countries, it's very difficult for the landlord to regain possession of the property just to sell with vacant possession, or even if the landlord wants to reoccupy themselves, the notice periods are longer. And in some instances, the landlord's simply not able to get possession unless they can show that their need is significantly greater than the tenant's.
Ayon kay Ginoong O'Brien, ang mga umuupa sa Sweden ay binibigyan ng malaking proteksyon.
Rent increases in Sweden are negotiated annually between the tenants' union in Sweden and the government and the private market. So private market rental increases are restricted to that level. So that's a sort of regulatory rent regulation that exists in Sweden. In Germany, there's a more market-based rent regulation that gives comparator rents, and rents are not allowed to increase outside those comparator rents. So both of those, that's a more market-based model, but both of those models deal with rent regulation much more effectively than anywhere in Australia.
Ang isang lumalabas na isyu sa Australia na maaaring makaapekto sa mga may-ari at umuupa ay ang paggamit o produksyon ng methamphetamine sa mga ari-ari ang inuupahan. Sa ilang hindi magandang pagkakataon, ang pagkasira ay napakamalubha na hindi maaaring tirahan ang inuupahan. Sinabi ni Derek Turner mula sa real estate team ng Aon Insurance Brokers, kailangang suriing mabuti ng mga may-ari ang kanilang siguro at gumamit ng mga professional na property managers upang mabawasan ang panganib. Idinagdag niyang may ilang senyales at babala na ang ari-arian ay ginagamit upang gumawa ng bawal na droga.
Landlords need to make sure that their properties are managed professionally and by property managers who are knowledgeable of this risk. So property managers need to keep a lookout for some key signs within the property, like large numbers of glass jars and gloves, any paint thinners or camping stoves, discoloration on the walls, or if the smoke detectors have been turned off. And a lot of the times the tenants will also insist on paying in cash, so they need to keep out an eye for tenant behaviour as well.
Samantala, si Lea Calnan ay naging property manager ng mahigit na 20 taon. Sinabi niya na ang karanasan ay maaaring maging malaking pagkakaiba sa mga may-ari ng mga pinauupahan.
Sometimes there's just a something you notice. After doing property management for a long time, you tend to notice things, and you might not be able to clearly identify what it is, but it might be a trigger that you think that seems abnormal, or that person seemed they were uncomfortable with me being there or didn't want me to go into that room. So it's important that, you know, from an investor's point of view, that they make sure that they're employing, you know, a property manager, number one, but also somebody who has been doing it a long time, because they're the things that, you know, a more experienced property manager would often see.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.